And now, a Rob Brown Lowdown, only on the Fan Upstate.
We talk a little Carolina Panther football, and we do so with our friend of the radio broadcast. He is one half of the Panther Nation podcast, which you can find on Twitter at Panther Nation PC. More importantly, go to YouTube, search Panther Nation podcast, hit that subscribe button, hit that bell, because they go live all the time with some of the best Panther content you're going to find anywhere. Our guy, Rashad Beard, after a two-week hiatus where he played hooky on us last week, pretending to be sick so he could get some more sleep. He's back. What's up, big dog?
What's going on, man? Good to be back. I miss you guys, man. Shout out to all the P&P family in the chat as well, man. Shout out to those guys.
Did you get the you got the old, hey, welcome to spring in the Carolinas. Your face hurts for a couple of days now?
Yeah. No, I went on a cruise and came back sick. You know what I mean? I was on a boat with a lot of people, so came back with something, and it took me down. But I'm back. I'm good.
So
back
I'm
like I never left.
I'm a cruise. I love a cruise. All right. I get on the boat. I put my bag like with the people, and then I'm just done with responsibility for a week, to the point that I am willing to jump into that cesspool of gross people because that's how much I love it. Like halfway through the cruise, where you're looking around the boat like, oh, I am in trouble now.
Yeah, no, I don't get sick very often, but when I do, I get taken down. But I didn't expect to get sick. I was good throughout the entire cruise. And then when I got back home is when it hit me. So I was good. So, you know, it happens. It is what it is, man.
Rashad Beard from the Panther Nation podcast joining us here on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate. All right, dude, I got some specifics we want to get into as we are now 1 week away from the start of the NFL draft. But I'll leave the first one open-ended for you. What's your thoughts, man? Where are we at? Where we are with your draft prep, with your thoughts on the 2 second rounders, like just your overall thoughts a week out?
Yeah, no, I feel good. I've been really deep into this. One thing about being sick, I had a lot of time to kind of dive into some film, looking at some prospects, man. And I think the Panthers are in a really good spot. I think being at the top of the second round, there's some trade opportunities that you could explore if a team is thirsty enough. You can get a nice little package of picks. You know, you go, you know, get more picks, more swing at the bat. You know what I mean? So you never know, man. I don't know what's going to happen. I think we're going to have an opportunity at the top of the second round to grab two solid contributors, two starting caliber players if they decide to stay with those picks. And I like it. I don't know, man. I don't know where they're going to go. I'm looking at these visits, a lot of wide receivers, obviously. So we know we're going to get a wide receiver somewhere. Running back is a very surprising position that are you spending a lot of visits on? So I'm excited about it, man. I have no clue. This is a new regime, new draft strategy. So I'm excited to see what they're going to do. Are they going to trade back? Are they going to stay where they are? Are they going to trade up? I don't know. We got to watch everything. You got to watch day one, too, because you never know what's going to happen with the Panthers.
So let's dive into the heavy part, which is, because you brought it up, I've heard it brought up a couple of places, the thought that there's a chance to package up the two number twos and jump back up into the first round. And obviously, we got to see what other trades are out there. There's thoughts that Arizona might trade back. There's thoughts that Minnesota might be looking to move. There's a lot of teams that can move around to the first round. And obviously, that's going to impact the value that Carolina has with those two first rounders. So instead of looking at it from that angle, Rashad, let's look at if you're going to jump up into the first round, give me a list of guys that you would consider worth it. Because I got one, but it's not super long. And I'm worried that the guys that are on this list are at a position that is super deep.
Yeah, I don't know that I'm going to be interested in trading up just because, I don't know, man. That fifth-year option is very valuable. You talk about that, getting back in the first round and getting a fifth-year option. But if I'm going to do it, man, there's a couple of names. Brian Thomas Jr. is one from LSU that I would consider. I don't know that I trade up for Ladd. Again, like you just mentioned, the wide receiver class is so deep. I don't know that I would trade up for a wide receiver per se. If you're going to look defensively, I may trade up for a Darius Robinson. Edge is not that deep, so that's one I may look at. But I don't know, man. I don't know that I trade up. I think that I would stay where we're at and kind of see how the chips fall, because there's always a guy. There's always one receiver or one name that falls to that second round that somebody's going to want. It's going to give you the opportunity to either trade back or take said player. So I think the Panthers should take the patient approach and just see what falls to them.
This draft, to me, Rashad, is super interesting because there is a lot of potential movement. I don't know when the runs start. I absolutely think there's going to be a wide receiver run. I also think there could be a wide receiver run and still leave one of those guys available at 33. The problem to me is going to end up being an edge rusher because I think it's a super valuable position this year. There's a lot of teams looking for him, and there are some good ones out there, but it's not nearly as deep as wide receiver. I think if the problem is if you're going to jump up to get a first round edge rusher, you pretty much take away your opportunity to get a wide receiver. And if you're going to take a wide receiver, you jumping up into the first round, I think you might end up overplaying your hand a little bit because I think some of those guys are available. Man, it's a real thin line Dan Morgan's got to operate on here.
And not only that, I mean, you talk about edge rusher. I think, and we took a poll on our show on Tuesday talking about the biggest need on the roster. A lot of us think that the cornerback is a position of need, a bigger position of need than edge rusher. So there's some needs that we need to check. And you're not going to be able to check all the boxes. So I don't know. I maybe we trade back. Maybe we sit there at 33 and see what's there. And if there's 6-7 guys that we want, you know, you trade back and try to pick up another third or fourth, see what you can do there. But you're right. I mean, edge rusher is very, very thin. You're talking about after Darius Robinson, Chop Robinson, Jared Verse, after those guys are gone, man, it gets real thin. And luckily, I think we need a rotational guy. I don't think we need a day one starter at edge rusher because we have a Clowney, because we have a Wanham. I think we could survive the year without a day one edge rusher, but we do need some rotational guys. We have athletes. We don't necessarily have a guy that's going to go out there and change the game yet. So I don't know, man. There's a lot of holes on this roster that we got to check. And I got to be honest, another name out there if he's sitting there at 33, my man JPJ, Jackson Powers Johnson, I have a hard time passing him up as well because we're sitting here with Corbett as our starting center who hasn't played a full season in 2 years. So there's a lot of ways you can go, lot of ways to get in the cat here.
This is interesting to me because obviously we've had a handful of texts and tweets to the show here on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate from folks that are going, all right, Rob, who are we picking, who we ended up with? And the answer is I got no damn idea. I can give you a list of guys I think are on that spot, Rashad, but I don't – I know this is true of every team every year, but it's more intense this year. I have not been able to come up with a situation for your team or mine over the past handful of years where it feels like your first pick is so fluid. There's a thousand things. It's other teams moving. It's where the runs are. It's depth of quality. Because, again, yeah, cornerback. I agree with you. That's a need. I also think there's a couple of cornerbacks that like feel like they're game changers out of the gate, and you got to give up two picks probably plus another one somewhere down the line to go get that guy versus rolling the dice on two wide receivers in the second round or a wide receiver and a cornerback that maybe doesn't have immediate star caliber quality, but you can trade. I honestly, dude, I don't know what the attack is here. I hate to say it, but if you're a fan, I think you got to take the In Dan We Trust methodology next Thursday night.
I mean, we don't have much of a choice. I mean, we've got to sit back and watch the show. And one thing's for sure, we're going to take a wide receiver. I can assure that. That I do know. We need some help at wide receiver. You know, we got an aging Adam Thielen. Deontay Johnson, who we think is going to be great, is only here for 1 year, right? We've got to extend him if we're going to keep him on the roster. So we've had like, I don't know, 11, 12 visits with wide receivers. So one thing is for certain, we're going to take a wide receiver. Where? One is leaning towards going to be in the second round. One of those picks is going to be most likely on a wide receiver. So I'm excited, man. It's between Xavier Worthy, Ladd Johnson, Xavier Leggett, there's a lot of good talent out there. I hope we grab one of them. And everything else from there, who knows what's going to happen. We have some boxes to check. There is some needs. Interior offensive lineman, edge rusher, cornerback. We've got to get those. We got to get those positions in check. But luckily, we have a lot of picks, and we'll see what Dan Morgan decides to do. I'm excited about it.
Let me give you a guy I've been on a pendulum back and forth with, and it's Ladd McConkey, right? Because initially it was, I'm not really interested. You're just grabbing Adam Thielen Jr., Adam Thielen volume 2.0. Then I thought, Adam Thielen's aging. If he's going to be a big part of the offense, it'd be nice when he does age out or leave to just swing the young Adam Thielen in there. Maybe it's really not a bad pick. Now I've kind of come back around to, hey, you got Deontay for a single year. If he does have a great year and somebody else is going to pay him to get him up out of Charlotte, I need that next guy on the roster. I don't want to go back-to-back wide receivers if I don't have to. And that ain't Ladd McConkey, who is Adam Thielen volume 2.0. I there's half of me that thinks that would be a great pick at probably 39, maybe 33, if he's the best receiver on the board. And there's part of me that goes, look, if there's a deep run and you start seeing the Xaviers coming off the board earlier than you expected, now I'm trading up to get a premium guy because he's not a one. And as much as I think you've got your one in Deontay, you got to find the one of the future right now. Am I getting too aggressive here?
I don't know that I'm trading up because I think there's some other options, but I do love Ladd. I'm a Ladd guy too. I think, you know, comparing with Thielen is, I got to be honest, Rob, that's a bit lazy. Are you comparing him to Adam Thielen because he's white?
No, I'm not. Rashad, why would you do this to me? I thought we were friends, dog.
I'm just asking.
I'm saying because he's a built slot receiver, all right?
Looks like you hit a little close to home. Look at him defending himself.
Let me tell you what I did for years. All right, for years I did this.
Look how red his face is.
I said, touchdown Tommy Brady. I liked watching him play because he could turn any short white guy into a Pro Bowler. I'm not above the white guy wide receiver jokes, Rashad. I'm good with it, all right? I'm saying because he's a slot receiver. I take my Panther football very seriously here, Rashad. He's a slot wide receiver. Do you disagree?
I do disagree. I think he's an outside guy. I think he plays, he has played 76% of his plays at Georgia outside. So I think he is an outside guy that can go inside, which is what the Panthers are looking for. I do think they need a guy that can play all over the field. And Ladd, it can win everywhere. He's a route runner. He's got speed. He's good in the open field. I think Ladd is a complete receiver, and he's the type of receiver we need on this squad. He is the type of guy that we need. We've done the big bodies. We've done Mingo. We've done Kelvin Benjamin. We've played those games. So all these people that fall in love with Leggett, that's all great. We've done that before. Let's get a pure route runner, a guy that can win with speed, win with route running, win inside and outside, and that's Ladd McConkey. So I love Ladd. I think he is. The only concern about him is the fact that he does have some injury concerns. Doesn't have the most production. Obviously, play with a lot of guys out in Georgia. There's a lot of footballs that spread around. So, you know, I think he hasn't quite reached his peak yet. And I think Ladd, again, is exactly what the Carolina Panthers need. And he could provide that number one of the future, like you said, if we decide to move on from Jackson.
Okay, you're winning me over. I'm moving back your direction. Is he a boom or bust guy?
No, I don't. Not at all. I don't think he's a boom or bust guy. Because I think worst case or best case scenario, he's number one. Worst case scenario, like you said, you move him to the slot, he wins, and he's wide receiver three. I don't think his floor is low to me, or his ceiling is low to me. I think he's very, very, very good. I think Ladd is going to be a very good guy for sure.
Let me give you one more name, and I'm pandering here, all right, to the folks down here in South Carolina, Xavier Leggett.
Leggett. No, I like Leggett. I do like Leggett. I like Leggett a lot. I think that he needs another development year. I don't think he's quite plug and play like Ladd is. I think that we haven't seen the best of Leggett. And I think that, you know, he had the 1 year of production. Obviously, there's reasons behind that. We don't have to get into everything in his history. You know, he's dealt with a lot personally. So I feel like we haven't quite seen the consistency out of Leggett yet. And I think he's very good. I don't think people should limit him to the Mingo comparisons and like that. I think he's a very, very good receiver. I think his ceiling could be higher than Ladd's. I think he's boom or bust, right? I think he's a more boom or bust product than Ladd is. But I got to go with the sure thing. And I take Ladd over Xavier Leggett personally.
I like it. I like it. Rashad Beard here on the Rob Brown Show joins us every Thursday to talk Carolina Panther football a week out from the NFL draft. Next time we talk to Rashad, we might see some trades up and down the draft order. We might not. We'll find out. Big Dog, good to have you back, buddy. Appreciate it. I'm going to go study some more film on some white wide receivers. You jerk.
Hey, go Ladd. Hey, listen. Hey, Ladd is great. Go watch some more film on Ladd for sure. He's a good wide receiver.
Rashad Beard.
Don't limit him in the slot. He's better than the slot.
Find them on YouTube at Panther Nation Podcast or on Twitter at Panther Nation PC. Feel better, Big Dog. We'll talk to you next week for draft day.
All right, good, man. I appreciate you guys.
You know it. Rashad Beard from the Panther Nation Podcast putting me on blast for absolutely no damn reason at all.
There was definitely a reason. There was a reason.
Golly.
It's going to make an awesome promo.
The Rob Brown Show. Get Rob at thefanupstate.com.